So it's now time for this afternoon's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, this game today, you got a heck of a shot from a team that was undermanned, and it was really hard to deal that final knockout blow.
You know, they started off so well. Jordan Rowland had, I think, 14 points in maybe the first 10 minutes of the game, and kind of put us on our heels with his ability to shoot it. We've known that. We know when he was at George Washington, he was a great shooter. He's a terrific shooter. And put us on our heels, and we dug out of it and got a double-digit lead, I think, early in the second half, and seemed to be doing pretty well. Then all of a sudden, we became very hesitant. And I take responsibility for that because I started joysticking. Instead of letting them just play, I called things, and I should not have called things. I'm trying to get the ball inside, and I got to get them to understand that we just need to flow and have rhythm, but we didn't have that today offensively in the second half.
Second chance points for a while in this game were heavily tilted in favor of you guys, but then that sort of equaled out toward the end.
Well, I think the biggest stat that kind of concerns me is the 11-12 assist turnovers. We're not passing the ball very well. We're not hitting the open man. We're over-dribbling. We're making poor decisions. And, you know, we just got to clean that up. And what's happened is that they're laying off our five-man, whether it's Duca or Luca or Nathan, and that's an extra body in the paint. So that extra body in the paint, when we threw that pass that was generally open last year with Peyton on the court, it's not there anymore. When we dribble penetrated with Peyton stretched out to the arc, well, now that's not there anymore. So now the clogging of the passing lanes and the dribbling lanes are clearly something that we have wrestled with. We saw it last week. I thought we did a terrific job in practice getting ready for it. We knew it was coming. But then we just made... You have to have good decisions, you have to be detailed, and you have to be disciplined. And we lacked those three things in responding to that kind of defense by Northeastern. And give them tremendous credit, they played it perfectly.
And how much do some of those decision-making opportunities carry over to the fouls as well?
Well, I thought that we became late on defense. Lateness on defense is the result of not being alert and not being ready, not being in a down position, not seeing it, and not talking. And I thought there were too many times where we were not in a down position. And you know yourself, if you're standing up, in order for you to move, you got to go down first. We try to eliminate that first step of going from up to down by being down to start, and we weren't there today.
Kellen Grady, who we saw in Charleston, struggled a little bit. He found some flow in this game for sure with those 30 points. How good is that to see him get back in control of his game?
Yeah, wonderful to see him get back in a scoring groove. We can't be dependent upon one guy to get back in scoring groove for us to be successful. Everything we do depends upon five guys, and that's on me to get those five guys to do it offensively and do it defensively. And we're 5-1, and here I am lamenting the way we're playing, but we're still 5-1.
One other player I want to point out, Coach, is Keyshawn Pritchett. He was quiet offensively, 6 points, but you look what he did. Rebounding, picked up a pair of steals. He finished with 10 boards here this afternoon.
You know, he got us those second chance points, and the one was so critical as the game was winding down where he got that tip out. You know, we've asked a lot of Keyshawn. We're asking him to play the four spot, the power forward spot. It's an adjustment. It wears and tears on him, but he has accepted it, embraced it, and I'm thrilled with what he contributed to us today.
And Coach, you always mentioned Big Mo, and we talk about Carter Collins, his athletic ability. A play like he made toward the end of the first half to send you guys into the locker room on a high note, how important are just moments like that during the course of a game?
Incredibly important, and you saw the way we responded coming out of the locker room. We had that big mo, and then we came out, and I think we scored the first 5 points. So we were up by 14 points, and they had to call a timeout at the 17-minute mark. And that was all a response to the offensive rebound by Carter.
And finally, Coach, before I let you go, what's the biggest thing you guys will work on? I know you mentioned decision-making. Is that it between now and Tuesday night?
I think it's five guys being on the same page defensively, five guys being on the same page offensively.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks, Jared.